John Ellis is joining us, candidate, 117th District, Republican primary. First off, Ron, morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And number one, you know, we've been talking about, we talked about it yesterday at this time, the price of, the cost of living in Illinois has a high price right now in a lot of different ways.
The gas prices, I was shocked last night when I came back in town and it was $5.09 a gallon virtually everywhere in Marion. I'm going, good gravy.
Yeah, I know it. And you see it and you think, well, you know, then they're coming to the rescue. They're going to give us 2 cents off.
Isn't that nice of them? But the problem is that's only temporary because that expires at December 31st.
And it's tied into the rate of inflation, too.
Correct.
So inflation goes up, how much the state gets more, and it hurts you even more.
And then don't forget, we're paying sales tax on top of that. So as the price goes up, we pay more in sales tax also.
And so what can be done in Springfield about this? From your position here, running for the 117th district, is this something that you'd say as a state representative, I would be up there pounding on the podium?
Darn Skippy. You know, Tom, all races, every race that you have, whether it's for representative or sheriff or county commissioner, whatever, the race should be about, what are you as an individual going to do to enhance the lives of the people that you're supposed to serve? When you get the elected position, you become a public servant. That's what's supposed to happen. But that is not what is happening here in Southern Illinois in the races for representative for this particular year. It should be about bringing in new business, new jobs, new opportunities. But what it's all about is on February 26th, the main puppeteer of this show, Jim Durkin, stepped up to the microphone at Coca-Cola, and I've talked about it on this show,
right,
where he said he's stumping for his boys. My boys, Severin, Windhorst, and Jacobs, do what I tell them to do, vote the way I tell them to vote, and I need you to send my boys back to Springfield for their votes. That's what this is about, patriotism or protectionism. And
partisanship, right?
You know, towing the Republican Party line, drinking the Kool-Aid, and for that,
let me ask you about this, Ron, because people have heard your messages, right?
Mm-hmm.
They hear your passion on this, and a lot of Republicans have reached out to me, especially on the American Monument text line, says, look, is Ron starting a fight within the Republican Party? If he says the Republican Party's bad, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, how do you think this is going to serve you in the primary? People feel like you're running against the party that you're running in.
The party's not bad. The players in the party are bad. There is no difference between Jim Durkin, who is the minority leader in the House, and the Speaker of the House, who has been indicted by the FBI. No difference whatsoever. They both ran a heavy hand. They expect you to do what they tell you to do. And if you don't, they're going to go after you. And that's exactly what's been done here in the Southern Illinois three representative races. They went after Gary Carter because Durkin didn't believe Severin could beat Gary Carter. So on a technicality, they got him boosted off the ballot. At the same time, they're doing that to Gary Carter against Aaron Smith and I. You saw the piece that came out on me, the social media piece, the character assassination. They did the exact same thing to Aaron Smith and in the 118th. And the reason for this is to discredit us. This is the Republican Party going after us. This is the head person who wants his people and his people only in there. Jim Durkin doesn't give a rat's tail in about us citizens in Southern Illinois. All we are is a vote for his agenda. And he's going out now. He's starting a campaign to help Richard Irwin for being governor of the state of Illinois. He doesn't care about conservative values. He doesn't care about bringing new jobs and new business and new opportunities to Southern Illinois. He doesn't care about bringing people, keeping people here that are moving out in droves. And if we don't step up to the plate and change this, you're darn Skippy I'm running against Jim Durkin, and I'm proud of it. And because you look at my vision, and versus their vision, collectively, the three representatives have 12 years of elected time, Severin 6, Windhorst 4, and Jacobs 2. For those 12 years and all of those votes that have been cast, what have we gotten in Southern Illinois for those votes? Absolutely nothing.
All right, so how would you change that, Ron?
Well, first off, I'm not going to be a puppeteer. I'm not going to be the puppet from the puppeteer. And I'm going to work with Republicans in the central part of the state and the rural areas that think the same way I do, because they're there. I've already talked to them. I'm going to continue to work with the Democrats, believe it or not. When I was county chairman of this county, we got some of the things accomplished down here because Democrats behind the scenes helped. There's people that are not happy with the way Madigan ran the Democratic Party, and there's people not happy with the way Durkin is running the Republican Party.
Is that the reason why Republicans are in the back seat and are a super minority in the state of Illinois, because of the way Republican Party was run in the state of Illinois?
In my opinion, absolutely yes. Because they don't have a mission. They don't bring an alternative viewpoint to the Madigan machine.
Some people would say Democrats' strength comes from sticking together and not splitting the party up, too.
This isn't splitting the party up. This is bringing our vision and our purpose to forefront. It hasn't been done. The last time, it's been 45 years since we had people go to Springfield and actually bring business, jobs, and opportunities back here. I've talked about it. Kenny Gray, Clyde Schott, Paul Powell, C.L. McCormick, Bob Winchester. It's been 40 and 45 years ago. Those guys went to Springfield and they brought business and job opportunities back here, and they worked in with other people across the state of Illinois. We have to do the same thing.
Ron Ellis, candidate, 117th District. You'll see when you pull the Republican ballot for the 117th. So, Ron, now, I hope that I've got you back in before the election. But, boy, it's on. I mean, mail-in voting, I mean, it's on. There's no debating that portion of the program. So, but if this is the last time somebody has a chance to hear you, what would you tell them before they go into the voting booth if they live in the 117th district? In two ways I'd like you to look at this, Ron. What does the 117th intrinsically need, and why you to fill those needs?
Not just the 117th, all of Southern Illinois. We need people to go to Springfield with a vision, not the vision of partisan politics. We need somebody that's going to be up there and truly be a voice for Southern Illinois, not play the game. Bring jobs, bring opportunities, bring business back to Southern Illinois. That's what we need. And those opportunities are here because I proved it as county commissioner. For an example, why was Williamson County the only county in the southern 60 counties in the state of Illinois in the decade from 2010 to 2020 that saw population growth, commercial industry growth, residential industry growth, our sales tax base increased, and our population or our value of the county grew by $567 million. Tom, we are the only county in that decade to do that when the rest of the state and the rest of Southern Illinois was losing every one of those categories. We didn't play partisan politics. The mayors, the board, we all worked together for the same common cause. Tom, I'm telling you, we can do the same thing in Springfield. We can absolutely pull this off. Look at some of the things Dale Fowler was just in here yesterday talking about, the things that he has been able to do. Can you imagine what we can accomplish when Aaron Smith wins the 118th and I win the 117th and we work with our state senator, Dale Fowler, what we can accomplish down here? I'm looking forward to it.
Ron Ellis, Republican candidate, gubernatorial primary is coming up, so there are going to be a lot of people heading to the polls on this deal this year. It's not going to be one of those off-year primaries where a few people show up. I think with this gubernatorial race, you're going to see a lot of people pick up a ballot and vote this year where maybe they would not have in another year.
I agree with that. And what you need to ask yourself when you go in and vote. Early voting has started. You've already talked about it. Culminates June 28th, the last Tuesday of this month. Who do you want representing Southern Illinois? Do you want puppets that only can talk about how conservative they are as elected representatives presently in the Southern Illinois region? Or do you want to elect business owners who have built? Aaron Smith has built businesses and brought jobs into this region. I have, as county commissioner, helped build businesses and bring jobs into our region. That's what your decision is. Do you want a puppet, Or do you want somebody that's actually going to roll up their shirt sleeves and work? And I can tell you this, Tom, when I win this race, I make two promises, and I say it in my commercial that I'm running right now. The people of Southern Illinois have a decision, a distinct decision, on which kind of representation do they want. I will not sell my vote out to the highest bidder or to the Republican establishment, the puppeteer Jim Durkin, and I will work for everybody in the 117th, and we will bring business, jobs, and opportunity back to Southern Illinois.